Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Presents Got Something to Say.
Welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson in studio. Today is a good friend of mine that, we get together once a week for Academic Challenge. Bill Klein. How you doing, Bill?
I am doing fine, Ray.
No, we're not here to talk about Academic Challenge.
No.
Because you do something else besides Academic Challenge that you're known worldwide for. you're heavily involved in Twin City Players. And tell me, how long have you been doing Twin City Players?
The first time I got involved with Twin City Players was 1986.
Okay.
My kids were involved in a show, and then because of their involvement, I got involved. And then the next thing I knew, somebody had gotten me on stage, and it was like the old Frankenstein monster. Once it was there, you couldn't get me off stage.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Yep. So it's been 33, 34 years now that I've been involved in Twin City Players and other community theaters. I've worked with other groups also besides TCP. But
had you ever done any theater before this?
Never.
Really?
Never had. I mean, other than being in a courtroom,
sure.
which can be theater sometimes.
That's another story.
That's a different story.
We can do a whole different
but,
show on that.
But never high school, college, never even thought of it.
Yeah.
It was amazing transformation. My whole social life changed, broadened my horizons. I always tell my wife, I said, this is what keeps me, out of bars.
Yeah. I like it. I like it. Well, Twin City Players has been around a long time. We were talking before the show here. Twin City Players started back in the 30s?
1932.
Said? Yeah.
1932, the Twin City Theater Guild.
Right.
They got into a little trouble over paying royalties.
Royalties, yeah.
And they had to disband, and Twin City Players Incorporated in 1934.
Okay.
And we've been in continuous operation ever since.
And it's the second longest
running, continuously operating
right.
community theater in the state. There's a group over, I think it's in Grosse Pointe, that's a couple of years more than we have. And we keep watching the call board for this.
See
if they're going to shut down.
So you can bragging rights is all you're looking for. Yeah, yeah. So now you just finished up here not that long ago with a big production.
Yes, we finished a really great run of really funny comedy, Wedding Secrets,
mm-hmm.
Which was a lot of fun. And we're in the process now of getting ready to open our next show, which will open the end of March,
29th.
March 29th.
Yep.
The Curious Incident of the Dog of the Night.
What is that one about?
It's a fascinating story of a young man who's autistic, very bright, math, almost genius level math, but mm-hmm. is on the spectrum. And a neighbor's dog has been killed.
Okay.
And a lot of the neighbors think that this young man killed the dog. So he decides to become a detective and solve the mystery of what happened to this dog and who actually killed this dog. And it's just a fascinating story of hope and redemption and perseverance. And what you think might be the case is not always necessarily the truth. I have never seen a production of it. It's won a number of Tony Awards in New York. And I'm really excited. We've got a great cast, and it's going to be really exciting. A lot of technical stuff. There's going to be a lot of. We have gone deep into the budget.
Have you really?
For some technical things that in our little theater, and some people have stepped up and said, we want to support you. And a gentleman from Grand Rapids came in who has a studio. And he's providing all kinds of music. And he said, I don't want any royalties. I'm just going to donate all this.
Nice.
And it's like, wow, thank you so much.
And who's all involved in this production coming up then?
Well, I don't have the cast list. Are with you me involved? Right now. I am not involved other than the president of the board, but we're the producers, but that's sure. about it.
Okay.
The director is Paige Smiley of Whirlpool. This is her first directorial. She's done a number of assistant directors and been involved with the group many times. In fact, I performed in a show with her a number of years ago. Really, really bright young lady. And she's directing. We've got Beth Taylor, who is the assistant director. From what I've seen of the rehearsals, it's going to be amazing.
Okay.
It's going to be amazing.
So again, it's called?
The Curious Incident of the Dog of the Night. Now, it is adult.
Okay.
It's not for kids. The language is... intense.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
No kids allowed.
It would not be appropriate for children. I don't think it's just not geared for young audiences.
Right.
It's more for adults.
And so if you're looking for more information, again, it opens on Friday the 29th. More information about it, go to the website.
TwinCityPlayers.org.
TwinCityPlayers.org is easy to get to. Now, the main reason, I did want to talk about the next production that's coming up, Bill, but if you're just tuning in, talking with Bill Klein with Twin City Players, you've got a scholarship that you offer every year as well and have for a number of years.
Yes, it's the Brian Swiger Memorial Scholarship. It was instituted in 1996. In memory of a young man who lost his life very early in life and was very active with Twin City Players. His family was very active. In fact, his father was, for a number of years, the president of the board at Twin City Players, and he's since passed on also.
Sure.
But we decided to do the scholarship in memory of Brian in 96, and we... raised a lot of money. My wife and his mother, Joe Swiger, put together a costume sale every year for, I don't know, 15 years, I think they did it.
Right.
It seemed like
to put money together.
To raise money.
Yeah.
And it's all now in the endowment fund through the Bering County Community Foundation. And it's, from what they tell us, it's now perpetual. As long as the market stays good,
we
will have enough money generated from the interest over the years to award at least one scholarship every year. The markets have been good the last few years, and we've actually been able to do more than one. It started at a $500 scholarship.
Right.
We've got it up to now $1,000. And we can, we usually have enough money to be able to do one, 2 years. We've actually done three.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been able to generate the whole 3,000 to do three,
right.
But we've been able to break it down and do two 1,000s and a 700 or whatever funds are available to us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, to me, it's one of the great things about Twin City Players. Our mission statement is to provide quality theater that changes people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is something that changes people's lives.
Absolutely.
I mean, college is expensive. We all know that. You on the news every day, you hear about, kids coming out of college with this huge financial debt that they have to pay back.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can provide a little bit of help along the way to some deserving young person, then I just think that is the ultimate mission that we can have.
Right.
I am just so proud of that organization, and that's one of the big reasons why.
And so the scholarship, is it specific what it needs to be used for then, if they need to pursue a degree in theater?
The money, if you get the scholarship, the criteria is involvement in theatrical operations or, public speaking or band, chorus, anything like that. Also involvement with Twin City Players. There's a certain percentage of points that you get for that. Community involvement, school involvement, and a grade point has to be at least 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get the scholarship, the money can be used in any field of study.
And so then how can, if somebody's interested, obviously it helps to be having been involved in Twin City Players, but What's the process for applying for it? Is there an application, something?
There is an application form. It's online. You can get it through the TwinCityPlayers.org website, mm-hmm. and then just go to the scholarship link and they'll get it. The schools also have applications that they can print offline. We used to send them out, but now everything's electronic, so we...
Yeah, I know how much you are really into all this yes. social media and electronics thing.
Yeah,
you know.
Kicking and screaming into the 21st century.
I know. Speaking from the man who doesn't even have a cell phone.
Nope, no cell phone.
Well, so if you're interested about the Brian Swigert Memorial Scholarship, you can get more information about it by simply going to the website, TwinCityPlayers.org.
TwinCityPlayers.org.
Yep, to find out more information about that. And also, again, for any of the productions or... Now, one last thing, Bill. If somebody would like to contribute to this to the Memorial Scholarship...
They can do so through the Berrien County Community Foundation. Just indicate that you want it to the Brian Swigert Memorial Scholarship. It's an endowment okay. fund. And it's, again, tax deductible.
Right.
And then you go through them and... And that way, as we continue to build our base, we can give more scholarships.
it's a win-win. I'll tell you what. So, Bill Klein, thanks for coming in and talking with us about.
Well, thank you, Ray.
Players. Looking forward to the production coming up on the 29th, and make sure you. Oh, the deadline to apply for the Brian Swigert Scholarship.
March 31st.
Bill, thanks for coming in and talking with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Got something to say? Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say? From News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.